This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you're trying to get from L.A. to points east on Interstate 10, say Arizona, you're out of luck for the foreseeable future. A huge storm out here this weekend literally washed away part of the highway. There is some talk it could reopen soonish, but in the meanwhile, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports, the lost dollar signs are piling up.
The bridge that collapsed was in a remote stretch of desert highway, but it's a key passageway for truckers hauling consumer goods from Asia out of California ports.
Now, I-10 is a major east-west corridor between California and certainly to Texas and other places in between.
Rob Field runs the Economic Development Agency for Riverside County in California. He says state transportation officials are pledging to soon reopen the part of the bridge that's still standing to two-way traffic. Field says the longer the bridge is closed, the greater the economic pain.
Hard to put a dollar value on it without doing some, some real drilling down. But it's significant. I mean, we're talking millions of dollars in impact, not, hundreds of thousands.
Every day, about 7,000 trucks pass over the span. So says the head of the Arizona Trucking Association, Tony Bradley. He says it's no easy task to reroute trucks while the bridge is out of commission. Bradley says the closest options might add as much as 3 hours to a trip. There are essentially no local roads that trucks can use. That means higher fuel and labor costs. Truckers get paid by the mile.
So we're looking at about $1.3 million a day just in because of the added miles.
But even if the bridge reopens this week, John Benoit has concerns about bigger economic effects. He's the 4th District Supervisor in Riverside County, California.
We are very, very concerned that other bridges maybe are even in more serious condition than this one, and that the entire infrastructure of our highway system is in arrears.
Benoit says California needs a long-term solution for funding that infrastructure. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.